listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
In today's short word from God's Word, I want to read to you something from Psalm 119, verses 13, 14, 15, and 16. It talks about commitment that's declared and then enjoyed. Here we go. Psalm 119, beginning at verse 13, we read this. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Psalm 119 is like a love song. It's a love song to God and to his written word, the clearest way that God reveals himself to us. In this section, the psalmist says, "With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth." The psalmist understood the importance of not only silently reading or hearing the word of God, but also in saying it. To declare God's word, here it's described as all the judgments of your mouth, to declare God's words with his lips was another part of his relationship with God and his love for God. We may confidently conclude that there's not enough, there's never enough of this among the people of God. God's people should have his word not only in their minds, not only in their hearts, but also upon their lips. Saying God's word is powerful, and it must not be neglected. When we talk about God's word, we glorify God, and we make others stronger in faith, and we make ourselves better. The psalmist was so taken by the words of God that he wrote this, "I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches." You see, he knew the true value of God's word. It gave him as much joy as all riches might give another person. It could fairly be asked to every Christian, for what amount of money or riches would you deny yourself to ever hear or read God's word again? It is to be feared that there are many Christians who are like Esau. They would gladly sell this birthright treasure for the equivalent of a bowl of stew. This treasuring of the Bible led the psalmist to proclaim the course of his life. He said, "I will meditate and contemplate. I will delight. I will not forget your word." You see, the greatness of God's word led the psalmist to a great resolution of his life. His life would be filled with God's word. In his mind, that's in the words meditate and contemplate, it would be filled in his heart, that's in the word delight, and also in his habits, that's in the phrase not forget. You see, this giving of the fullness of life to God's word in your mind, heart, and habits, this is a good description of what the psalmist meant by taking heed in Psalm 119, verse 9. This will see the young man cleanse his way, and this will make him enjoy the fullness of such a God-honoring life. You see, in it all, we will find great happiness, saying, as our verses said, "I will delight myself in your statutes." According to the commentator Adam Clark, the sense of this in the ancient Hebrew is strong. It means, "I will skip about and jump for joy in your word." You see, we can almost hear a challenge from the psalmist here. Here's his challenge. Hey, you live your compromising, impure life that thinks it knows pleasure and satisfaction. I will cleanse my way and give the fullness of my life to God and his word. And then we're going to see who will be more blessed, more happy, and more filled with life. Brother, sister, friend, I hope you know the greatness of God and His Word, and you rejoice in those things in your mind, in your heart, and in your mouth, and you do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.